Home and podcast time.
That's right. Benford Tools is proud to present a home improvement podcast. My name is Adam. You're my co-host, Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Adam, I'm feeling revitalized.
Oh, yeah. How was your trip? Your staycation? You contemporary man, you.
Yeah. Is that the word? Yeah, it was good. You know, a lot of, we were right by Epcot, so we could walk into the park. So that was nice. We stayed at the beach club. Just a short 3-day vacation. Lots of time at the pool, lots of time at the parks.
Ooh, yeah.
A nap or two, you know. Feeling rested. It's always too short, you know, when you only have like a couple of days, but
yeah, I agree.
But it's also a good work week when it's just like a Friday. You just come back and it's Friday. So
yeah, it's already weekend. And you left your little one with the in-laws?
No, she came with us.
Oh, so what, you know, not a true vacation, but family vacation.
A family vacation. She was excited to see all the characters. We did like a character breakfast.
And, okay.
She was very excited to see, like, she would point to like Daisy and be like, "Daisy, hug." And then when Daisy came close, she would just like go into a little shell.
Got
so
scared. Yeah.
She
that
got
happens
that from
with
me.
The little ones.
Well, she got it from me. Her mom was not like that.
See,
at
you
all.
Know, I've seen you hug a lot of mascots in your time, including the Davison Cardinal from our high school.
I'm more likely to punch the Davison Cardinal in the face, probably.
Bad boy. You're like Robin Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's
you
right.
Got a lot of mascot feuds. Well, Epcot, that's the one with the golf ball, right?
Yeah, geodesic sphere.
Okay, but it looks like a golf ball?
It definitely does. Definitely does.
But
yeah.
It's not golf related in any way. I mean, this episode has Payne Stewart. That's why I'm bringing this up. No.
Yeah, it is not. It is not at all golf related. So, but you know, I mean, you get to go see all the Frozen characters and do castle shows and do stuff that you might not typically do if you
Hall
were.
Hall of Presidents still around?
Hall of Presidents is still around. Did not get to tackle that, as you can imagine. My almost 2-year-old daughter was not interested in seeing. You know. Abraham Lincoln, give
doesn't,
a monologue.
Doesn't respect the office, I guess, huh? Okay.
She did eat at the Regal Eagle, though, which is the new American restaurant at Epcot. So
American, okay. Is that like, when you say American, like cheeseburgers? Or what
well,
do we
it used like? To be just like generic French fries and chicken tenders and burgers, and now it's more of a barbecue theme,
okay.
Which it's much better now. So
I'm guessing Disney, like most places of that sort of ilk, has had to improve the food over time because people are just more interested in food these days.
They've always had a variety of different stuff. You know, they've got quick service, they've got fancy restaurants, they've got everything in between. So I think everyone was just kind of like, okay, you've got, in Epcot in particular, you have this world showcase where it's like, you've got countries like Mexico and Morocco and France, and they all have themed food from those countries.
Yeah.
And then you had the American experience, which was just like, here's some French fries.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to do something to class it up a little bit.
French fries, aren't those from France? I call them freedom fries. Not like the Dixie chicks. Yeah, Disney, fun. Expensive to do that stuff, I would imagine, these days?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we have annual passes, which aren't too. That makes it much more affordable when you live in Florida and you do an annual pass. It's not nearly as bad as if you just have to like pop down $124 a person a day.
That's
and
crazy.
My daughter's free, so that's nice. And
how
then
long
my,
do they do that till they're how old?
3. So we still got a year
load
of that.
Load her up, man. Get her in there.
We're going as much as we can. Now she's old enough where it's fun to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And my parents provided the accommodations. They have points with their little timeshare, and they weren't going to be able to make it down, so they generously gave that to us as a Christmas gift. So it was, I mean, besides paying for food, it was, you know, pretty affordable. And we didn't try to do too much.
Just you didn't dip into the Patreon money too much then?
Not too much, you know.
We had
Matthew join lately, and I didn't want to abuse the funds quite yet.
Yeah. I think a year of Matthew's Patreon money would probably get you know, like food for one at Disney or something. Or...
I think you would like Epcot. I don't know if you haven't been. I don't think, but I think you would have a good time there.
I don't think I've been to Epcot. I haven't been anywhere I went to I don't leave the house. I went to, I think the last time I was at Disney was 2004. And I think it was just the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it magical was magical, there. I gotta say.
It was magical. Maybe one time when you guys come down to visit, we'll go. And we'll, you can drink around the world, or maybe just at a country or two.
I'd get love some... to go to Disney and drink, get a day drink on. It sounds like the perfect spot.
A lot of people do it.
Hey, yeah. It's a vacation. You know, you make it your own, however.
That's
however
right.
You see fit.
No. It would be a good time. You know, I'm also excited because... come Monday, it's going to be the first game of my 30 and over basketball league.
Wow,
so.
Man, things are all coming up Jordan these days, I got to say. Staycations, basketball leagues.
I thought of you this morning, too, because I played tennis.
Oh, my gosh, man.
And I thought, man, what I wouldn't give to have Adam across the court from me serving up some nice ones, me trying to return
yeah.
it.
That would be pretty good. I haven't played tennis in... couple of years, man. I'd love to get back into it. I live right by a court, but I'm moving, so I won't live
as
by
you
a
always
court
are.
Anymore. Yeah, perpetually moving. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to play some tennis. You think any of the Home Improvement cast play tennis? I feel like Jill seems like she could play tennis. She looks like a tennis player.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think Al's got a mean serve.
Yeah, Al, Heidi. Fair. Well, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. Disney trips, 5-bedroom houses, season passes. I don't know. I'm seeing
basketball,
dollar signs.
30 and over basketball leagues.
Yeah, what's that basketball league cost? Like $12.
It's actually pretty expensive. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's yeah. I just picked up the jerseys today. They're pretty basic black jerseys, but you know what? We're gonna look good.
You get some sponsorship on this?
No, thinking of it now, we should have tried to see if anybody would sponsor us, but it was really just, I was just trying to get enough last people month. On a team to start with, but maybe next year.
Did you, when you tried to get people to sign up, did you send them your coaching basketball book just to kind of add to your, like, hey guys,
I hope that doesn't
might
come
take
up
something
once.
From this, crib notes at the back.
I'm just trying to keep it like... everyone's chill. We're here to have fun. We're going to just try hard. And I do not want that to come up. But you know what? There's a couple of people, at least one person on the team knows of that. And I can just see him bringing it up at one point. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'd bring it up every chance I got.
Hey, Jordan, what page did you find that on in the coaching book?
Pick and roll, huh? Is that from your little book?
You'd really work on kind of the opposite of team chemistry. You'd be breaking us down.
Oh man, I'm the ultimate chemist. Yeah, I bring people together, and you know, Home Improvement has brought us together for this
169
podcast.
169 times.
Oh man, and then some bonus ones. How's the Kid Nation? I haven't had that sent to me yet. Oh,
well, because I was on vacation.
What, have you been on vacation or something?
I did. I started the process today. Let's say that.
All right. The quintessential Kid Nation conversation can be yours by pledging to our Patreon for just $1. Period, even. I think probably just for $1, period.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to do 1 month and you just gave us $1, you could technically cancel.
Yeah, you could do that. Load up on some of that nice, nice primo content. We're talking...
binge.
We're binge. We're talking For Richer, Poorer, Twilight Zone, The Office, Soul Man,
Cheers.
Kid Nation... Cheers. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And probably other things I can't remember, but
a goofy movie?
A goofy movie. Oh, yeah.
Who could forget?
Who could forget? And so much more coming down the pipe, perhaps. This is my turn to choose what we do next, so I gotta think about that.
I think if we get 4 more episodes in by the end of the run here, it's
that'd
a success.
Good. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Four that's more. A that's a good goal.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you have coming.
As will I, Jordan.
Kid Nation episode 2?
No, the finale. We got to skip ahead, see how it plays
that's
out.
True. We already really know what happens anyway. So,
what are we covering this week, Jordan?
This week, episode 169 is Futile Attraction, written by a new guy, David Maples. This is the first of 4 that David's going to do. I bet you're wondering what else David has done in his past. Well,
yeah.
He's got 8 credits to his name, including Rugrats, and he actually created a show that had 61 episodes called In Plain Sight. Never heard of it myself.
In Plain... is that P-L-A-N-E? It's like an airport comedy?
No, that would have been great. Shoot. But no, I think it's kind of like a just... I didn't look too much into the show, but I think it was like a law enforcement type show.
Okay. You know, this episode feels like a Rugrats episode, so I'm not surprised.
I always thought you were kind of like Tommy.
I did not like Rugrats when I was young.
Really? I did. No.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Checks out.
It stopped with the Rugrats movie, though. That's where I drew the line.
You know what, though? I saw Rugrats in Paris, so I must have liked it a little bit. I'm remembering seeing
you were
Rugrats
throwing
in
shade,
Paris.
But then these memories come back.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I saw Rugrats in Paris. But yeah, okay.
This one.
What's his name? Maples?
David Maples.
That sounds made up.
D. Maples.
D. Mapes. David Maples does sound like a fake name, but I'm going to trust it's his real name.
Well, the episode aired March 10th, 1998, whether or not David is existing. The episode title reference, no surprise here, Fatal Attraction 1987, starring Michael Douglas and Glenn Close.
Good movie.
Very famous movie.
Guessing you've not seen.
I won't say one way or another,
okay,
but
yep.
I have
you
three...
You would say if you'd seen it.
I have three alternative titles.
Four for me.
All right, lead off.
This flu is a real pain.
This what?
Flu.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say it again so you can laugh. This flu is a real pain. Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
You got it. All right, yeah. Well, this one's for all my Muppet fans out there.
Okay.
Tim has gonzo nuts.
Yeah, all right. This one sucks. Well, maybe it's okay. I love it when I talk myself into
second thought.
Yeah, actually, it's really good. Driving Tim crazy. Okay, here's how it works. Let
driving
me
Miss
it.
Daisy?
Yes, but also the driver from the beginning of the show.
Oh, wow. That's got layers to it.
Layers, Jordan.
You want to know one that doesn't have layers?
This
is not good?
Yeah.
Mind your mallet.
What's the mallet part?
I don't really know. It just kind of... I was trying to think of, like, mind your business, and then I was thinking, okay, what kind of tool could go here instead? Because it's Tim.
Mind your mallets.
And mallet ended up being the best one.
You know, it's funny. When I just sort of described mine, my last one, it made it clearer, but when you described that, it got further away from me.
I told you it wasn't good.
What are you, working at a podcast in front of a Xerox machine or something?
I'm at my local FedEx store trying to get some things done.
Oh, wow, okay. You're printing out your notes for the show. All right. I'll be there for you.
Okay. Will you? I don't believe you.
That's a cold response.
Sorry, this printing is distracting.
It's pretty. Save a tree, you know?
Hey, tell it to the wife. All right, I have an L one as well. Mm-hmm. It's not very good, and it's not very punny either. But here we go. L doesn't kiss and tell.
What are you? What are these titles? I was gonna say this year. This year, your titles.
Jordan has gonzo nuts.
That was the best one. The last two haven't really been titled. All right.
To be fair, I was on vacation. I had to watch it like this morning and had no time to think of titles.
Oh yeah. Well. I guess in that case, you've done okay. My last one, and, you know, after all the trash talking, you'll see why I talk trash, because this one is of a high quality. The Platonic Poo-Poo Platter.
I think that is my favorite one.
Yeah, it's something.
You know my very favorite thing about this episode?
What kind of inkjet you got back there?
You want to guess what kind of printer I have?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know. What's your favorite thing about this episode?
So I know it's a good time when I got to put in disc 3 out of 3 for the old DVDs.
How are you getting the? How'd you get this? I tried to get this season of the DVD from the library. They didn't have it, and obviously it's not on Hulu.
Yeah, I had to order it on Goodwill.
Order it on Goodwill. The Florida Goodwills must do different things.
Well,
is it the auction site, the Goodwill?
No, it actually on eBay.com. It's actually the last couple of seasons for
How
some
much
reason.
Did you pay for that?
It was like $6.
That's pretty good.
I'm doing like $6. I'm gonna try to resell these at the end.
I bet you're gonna make a huge profit.
I'm gonna make a killing.
That.
I'm just
Add
looking
to
break
to
even.
You'd be lucky to break even.
I'll probably just give them back to Goodwill, and they're the ones who are going to make another $7.
Oh, man, the rich get... Well, that's not how that would work. No. Okay. Yeah, third disc. We're rounding third base on season 8 or 7? Seven?
Seven. Eight's the last one, man.
Oh, wow. Okay, getting close.
Once we're rounding third base on season 7, we're going to get real loopy.
Yeah, because this has been pretty straight-laced, this one. all right, let's talk about the episode, Jordan.
You want to open on Tool Time?
Please.
All right, well, it's Men Activities Week, and I thought, wow, that's a vague title for a week. You could do anything that week, right?
Most of this show is just men's activities, so they could have that banner up all the time.
Well, they keep it up only for this week, and they're going to do a salute to golf. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, was it the day before my wedding you went golfing with me and my two best men? Or two groomsmen?
I don't know if it was that close. It was part of your bachelor party, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the day before the bachelor party. You're right.
I'm going to go ahead and say it was the morning of the bachelor party. Ooh. And then went and got
lunch?
This is so stupid. What used to be what went into the Subway?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Tropical smoothie?
What a dumb lunch.
That's what we did, though.
And then we played basketball. Going back, I much rather would have had a Big John's.
Big Jordan meeting Big John's.
Were you and I on a team, though? Is that what happened?
Probably.
I seem to have fond memories of playing golf with you that day, so I hope we are on the same team.
We've played golf a handful of times. I don't think either one of us is very good.
Oh, no, I'm bad. I love it, though. It's fun.
It's fun. I haven't played tennis in years. I haven't golfed in 5 years.
Boy, both of those things come up in this episode, too.
I know, and it made me feel sad. So, you know, I got to get back into golfing, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, well, special guest, Payne Stewart, comes on. Sad. It's sad to see him. You know, he died early in an airplane accident.
I had
accident.
No idea of this until I pulled up the Wikipedia.
Oh, really? Yeah, uh-uh. I do remember it, actually.
Okay.
Younger. He died at the age of 42, so just kind of sad to see him here. He's in his signature golf attire. He's got the knickerbockers. He's got the hat. Kind of the golf outfit of yesteryear, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, of course, he can't help himself. He has to make a comment about, you know, what he's wearing. And Payne, he's got a good retort. He says, you got to have a trademark when you're in the public spotlight. And you, Tim, yours is getting hurt and burning things. Boom.
Where does Payne stack up in terms of, like, Bauer Sox performance? Better, worse, equal?
I thought he was actually pretty good.
Okay. I wouldn't say that. No disrespect, but I wouldn't say it.
I mean, so you think I think he's worse than George Foreman, but better than Bauer Sox.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess I agree with that, yeah. He's
the
fine.
Bar is low for athletes,
He's obviously not an actor. Payne, 24 professional wins, won the Masters. No, tied for 8th at the 1986 Masters, won the 1989 PGA Championship, U.S. Open in 91 and 99. So yeah, nice career, and then like you said, the very sad plane accident in South Dakota. So, but yeah, this was news to me. The name is very famous, Payne Stewart. I feel like, but yeah, carry on, Jordan.
Well, they talk about drivers and handicaps. Never known what my handicap is, so I can't really compare it to the numbers.
I don't really
that they
understand
here.
What I've never understood what a handicap is. I guess that shows how little into golf I am.
Well, I only really know because we talked about them a lot in disc golf, but
yeah, okay.
Where I was part of a disc golf club.
You love your clubs, don't you?
I certainly do. But it basically is a way to make it even amongst different playing levels of golf. You kind of you play against the course score versus just each other's score, basically.
Okay, so. Got it.
Anywho. Tim has a large one, Al has a smaller one, so he's obviously much better. They bring out the golf simulator, which is pretty cool. Have you ever played on one of these bad boys?
No.
I've actually had the opportunity to a couple times in my life. They're pretty cool. Al goes, you know, goes into the drink, not very far.
Which is unfortunate, because I think Richard Karn is a good golfer in real life. So
he's always doing those charity events.
Perhaps pained him to have to do this in the show, you know? Let the chef cook, right?
That's right. Instead, he gets mocked by the machine that says, nice shot, miss. So
That's not bad. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Payne has an excellent drive, surprise, surprise. Tim breaks out a souped-up driver where he doesn't even have to swing it. It just kind of clicks.
Yeah, and he should have had to swing it. That was a step too far for me. Not the moon stuff, but the fact that he didn't swing it.
Speaking of the moon, the ball does land on the moon, and the machine says, "You the man."
You get like the 2001 Space Odyssey music, like the quintessential space music, you know, too. Doing anything for you, this moon stuff?
It's fine. I don't think it's like egregious or anything. It's fun.
Were you in the? You were in a moon club, right?
I was in a math club. Does that count?
Yeah, same. Yeah, geometry. All right, cool. I didn't think the moon thing was funny. A little too lowbrow for a guy like me.
How about your mileage may vary?
How about it? Home? No. After Post the show. Studio.
Where are we?
Al's putting on a nice Hawaiian shirt. He's into that singles life. He's going to the tiki hut where you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt, and he's getting a poo-poo platter with some other people.
A lot of poo-poo this episode.
Yeah, yep. Heidi's backstage. She's kind of leaving in a huff, and they confront her on it. It turns out, you know, marital strife. Scott has moved out, or is moving out. Scott's trouble. You know, we've heard about Scott before. Bad guy, it seems.
I don't remember what I'm trying to remember what we heard about Scott before, besides the fact that, like, I thought he was just watching her daughter or something.
Okay, maybe Scott isn't bad, but maybe this is the only time we've ever heard Scott's bad, but he leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny here where, like, Al and Tim are having a conversation, then Heidi just, like, is kind of yelling right next to them, but you don't hear it until the end, and she slams down the phone.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I didn't know you guys were there. I don't want any attention on this. We found out from Tim that Jill has the flu, so he can't go to the tiki hut. But Heidi, she leaves in a huff. Things are not going well for her, but Tim comes up with the idea that maybe Al, to cheer Heidi up, should invite her to the tiki hut. Show her a good time. Give her a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, he actually encourages Al here, which is a little bit different for Tim. He says, you're a good listener and a good friend, so this would be a good idea.
A lot of tiki huts in Florida? Tiki theme bars?
You know, one time when we were looking at houses, we went to this one mansion.
Oh, you went to a mansion?
No, I was just trying to play up your little stupid joke. Say,
proven correct.
There was this one house that we went to, like in the back it had a whole tiki bar and stuff.
Boy, that would be wasted on you, wouldn't it?
I was like, yeah, I don't know that we would ever use this to its full potential. So, yeah, I can't say I've seen a lot of tiki bars, but there is a tiki room at the Magic Kingdom.
Wow, and all comes full circle.
Sure does.
It's always funny when houses have those tiki bars in the back or like a full bar in the basement where it's like, you know, I like to drink from time to time, but even I can't find any use for a basement bar. Like, what purpose is that going
to
serve?
You're really going to have people over like every week to watch football or something to make use of that.
Yes, and then like you have to use, I don't know. Yeah, it seems silly to me. But hey, that's a certain kind of masculinity I guess I just don't get. Next scene, Jordan.
At home, Jill is under the weather, to say the least. Randy has brought her some tea, and Jill, she's got some time in her hands, so she's been going through some mail order catalogs of, I don't know, I guess, like, outrageous products, something like that.
I guess that's the joke, yeah.
As seen on TV type of things.
Mm-hmm. Like Sky Mall kind of stuff, I guess.
Yeah, Brad and Mark are going to the mall together. It's kind of an unlikely duo. They're going to go pick up some CDs together.
Yes.
And Randy, after hearing his mom hawk a loogie, decides that he's going to join as well.
Yeah.
Jill says, wait.
Yeah, you got it. Great line. We both wanted to say it. Must be really good.
We have a mail order catalog right here. You can get, I don't know what the number is.
It's like five CDs for a penny or something.
Yeah. Brad takes a look and he doesn't want anything to do with Pat Boone CDs.
Yeah. It's not as bad as when Brad didn't know the Beatles, though. That still makes me mad.
And they couldn't say the Beatles or whatever that was.
Right, yeah, that was weird. You don't know Paul, George, Ringo, John? That was funny.
You don't know the Fab Four?
Yeah, the Fab Four, that's what they kept, like, nobody really calls them that. I don't know.
Tim comes in, he's got all sorts of drugs. I mean, he's got what you would call NyQuil, DayQuil, Tylenol, Motrin.
A regular Walter White.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. And he wants him to take her all, or he wants her to take all of them at once.
Yeah,
which would be a problem, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And they mentioned that they have a joke about that. How was work? And Tim shares about how Heidi's marriage is in trouble.
Yeah.
That's really about it I have for the scene. It kind of a, I don't know.
Yeah. You did a good job, Jordan. Just that's, kinda, all, that's all that Adam, is.
Can you review my review?
Yeah, I think you got everything. I was going to say catalogs, the catalog joke, very 90s, right?
Yes.
We still get some of that stuff in the mail, definitely more than I would like, but I do remember an era in the, you know, in the mid to late 90s, even early 2000s, just getting like multiple catalogs a day.
And what a waste that is. I can't remember the last... We got an Amazon catalog for Christmas that was unsolicited.
Yeah.
I can't remember like the last unsolicited catalog I've gotten.
Yeah, I guess I don't really get catalogs. I feel like sometimes we, and I don't know how this happens, we'll end up getting like signed up for like a, somehow we'll get signed up for like a 12-month thing for like a magazine we don't want. So like Kirsten gets like, I don't know if it's like Shape Magazine or Cosmo or something. And like no one signed up for it, but we've been getting it for like 3 years.
Do you have any magazine subscriptions?
No, but I did, I used to subscribe to GQ when I was in college, probably like 4 or 5 years I subscribed to GQ. I liked it. They're so cheap now, like you could get a year of GQ probably for about $10 or something, because everybody's hurting so much, but right. I did used to like GQ, but what about you?
Yeah, recently...
Oh, and SI for Kids, obviously.
For Kids,
not Sports Illustrated, just SI for Kids.
Did you hear? Did you hear? Sports Illustrated went to was it once a month or something? I don't remember. They're hurting too.
It's all getting phased out, unfortunately.
Yeah, recently we had some like miles expiring or something, and they're like, "Hey, you can redeem them for a magazine." I was like, "Well, we're never actually going to use these otherwise." So we did that, and I got like a bunch of like Midwest Living was one we got.
How's that?
It's okay. The one that we got
sounds awful. Sounds really boring.
There was one before that was kind of interesting. The last one I just read yesterday was boring as all get out. Mm-hmm. Better Homes and Gardens, one of Andrea's favorite, and actually it's kind of entertaining for me as well. I got a Sports Ill subscription from that. There was not a lot to choose from, unfortunately. Like at one point I just had to pick one, and I picked Golf Magazine, and will never read it ever. And so if you know of anybody who wants a free subscription to Golf Magazine, let me know. I'll just go ahead and switch it to them.
This is a joke from Airplane that you might not get, but I subscribe to Nun's Life and Boy's Life. Do you remember that joke?
No. Where
the boys sit next to the nun, and the nun's reading the Boy's Life magazine, and the boy's reading the Nun's Life magazine, and the nun's like on a surfboard. It's classic Airplane humor. Great. Wow. Oh, I love it. Those Zuckers, they're from Milwaukee.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. Magazines.
Yes. Particularly that Nun's Life, Boy's Life parallel. Mostly very that. Interesting.
We kind of brought up the whole thing just for that.
Yes.
You told me pre-show that we need to bring up the magazines.
Work in the magazine so I can make that illusion that you didn't understand. Yes, I knew that was important. All right, tool time. Uh-oh. Printing paper and a baby crying. Soundproof your studio, man.
I wish.
I got a cat sleeping on the bed. Who knows what she's going to do? All right. Tim. We saw something here in Tool Time that I'd never really seen before. Tim is kind of warming up the crowd a little bit. He goes over and he says, like, hey, we're going to have a good show. I liked seeing that.
So he was warming up the crowd, you say, huh?
I guess I don't really remember that. He's like over there kind of just talking to them pre-show. He's like, hey, it's going to be a great show tonight. Happy to have you guys here, so on. Which I enjoy. That's kind of a nice touch because we generally just see them, you know, going right into it. So that was something different. What do we got here? Heidi's back. It's kind of surprising because...
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this, but she said, like, I might need some time off. And he's like, take as much time as you need.
Right, so. Yeah. And I guess there's some stuff earlier about, like, Tim saying that he doesn't want them to talk about their personal lives on the show, which I've certainly never seen that indicated on... Tool Time or Home Improvement, but that's what they all seem to say.
When Tim, you know, goes out on the show and like very specifically talks about something from his personal life. Sure.
Yeah. So there's a reluctance to tell Tim anything that's going on in their personal lives, which kind of permeates the episode. Heidi's back last minute, kind of to the surprise of everyone. She says Al really put things into perspective. They had a great night. Kind of a gross thing I didn't really like here was like Tim's like trying to, so like Al and Heidi had like this great night, they're like they talk together, and like Tim is like trying to get Al to talk about It was sex life with her husband.
Yeah, you said gross. I wrote down real sleazy. It's really weird.
It's gross. Like it's yeah. It's just like gross. Like really, any way you slice it, it's kind of just not a great look. I mean, like one, they're like supposedly like really good friends. Two, like she works for. Like yeah, it was just like yeah, very.
It
gross.
Was really unexpected and weird.
Unexpected, weird. Didn't like it. Not a good look. Yeah, I don't. I think they were just like trying to go for like Tim like finds Heidi like everybody finds Heidi attractive, so therefore we would definitely want to hear about her sex life. But yeah, didn't work for me. No. Show starts. Heidi introduces Tim, and then she introduces Al as the most sensitive guy in the world. Oh. And then we cut to a different scene.
Yeah, we go back home. Jill has a not very attractive sinus mask looking on.
Yeah.
Never seen something like that before, but there's some jokes about that. How is Heidi? They give kind of the update here. Al is taking her to dinner all week. That's going to be an expensive week.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's paying?
Tiki Hut's probably pretty cheap, but...
It sounds like Al might have, like, a frequent card or something, you know? He gets a free...
I think they're probably going Dutch, though. He's not paying for all that.
Who knows at this point? Al's a sensitive guy.
I could see him... I mean, he's definitely the kind of guy that would get tricked into paying for more than he should.
Yeah, who knows? We'll never know. Tim calls Al. Not exactly sure why, necessarily, here.
Unclear.
Yeah, unclear. But Heidi answers, and we see this. Obviously, Tim doesn't see this, but she's in, like, a towel, and we see the shower in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, like, quickly hangs up, like, says something in a weird voice or something that they talk about. This is where we get the Muppet stuff that we talk about.
Yes.
Tim tries to reconcile the possibilities of what's going on. Like, it's early morning, we should say. It's not just randomly they're out together. It's, you know, 7 in the morning or something. So Heidi must have stayed the night. Jill is, you know, reasonable, sensible, I suppose. Says they didn't sleep together. She's married. And then there's kind of the thread that we're going to get all episode here that I guess is the episode title. Where Jill explained, Tim says, like, they couldn't possibly be together. Somebody like Heidi couldn't end up with Al. We already talked about how Richard Karn is just a great-looking guy. So, first of all, check yourself.
Seriously. Come on.
But Jill explains how someone like Heidi could fall for someone like Al. And Tim will not rest until he finds out what happened.
Yeah. We get a pretty dramatic commercial break midway through. Like when
we do.
Yeah, which is funny. This episode... I can't decide if this episode wants you to think that they might be sleeping together or not. I think that it does want you to think that, but it doesn't really do that with much conviction. You know, like, they don't make a real compelling case that it might be happening, but I think that there is sort of that layer where they want you to think, is it possible? But of course not.
Boy, that would really throw a wrench into the show.
Yeah, be great. Something new. Tool time. Next... No, I guess later that day, probably. Al and Heidi are talking. She asks Al to help her put on her belt. Tim happens to walk by at that exact time. There's some other kind of conversation. Tim's kind of peeking his head around. She leaves, and Tim confronts Al. He kind of wants to know what the deal is, you know? What's going on? I think this is where he cops to calling earlier in the day. Al says, you were the Muppet or whatever. But Al does not kiss and tell. He's not interested in talking about what is going on between him and Heidi.
He's being pretty cagey. Yeah. And, that's really the other, I mean, Heidi sees, like you said, like the tool belt, or Al sees, well, Tim sees.
There's three people in this scene. All right.
I can't figure out. Well, what about the Muppet?
Mark.
Tim sees, of course, the tool belt, but there's also like a nice hug and all this kind of stuff. So, it's all really building up. Back at home, Jill is on the computer.
Really building up. Boy, you said it.
Yeah. I mean, as much as this episode builds, it's building. Randy comes down. Jill has bought something from the catalog. The world's best tissue disposer. It shreds, it vacuums, it captures.
Clearly, they don't know what to do with Jill this episode, because...
Jill and the boys, really.
How many times have we seen Jill really sick? I feel like this is maybe, like, the third or fourth time.
Either she's doing laundry, she's sick, or
computer.
She's working.
Computer. Well, that's life, you know? I feel like that's me as well, you know?
Randy makes a joke, says, do you think it will work on your meatloaf? Ha ha ha.
Mm.
That one really stuck with you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tim is going over to Al's to do repairs at 10 o'clock at night.
What?
Jill spies some binoculars and sees what he's really up to. He is obsessed, and it just reminded me of a few episodes ago where Tim really goes overboard, and I don't remember what, because it probably happens all the time, right?
He goes overboard with the lease.
There you go.
Yeah. This is
still doing it.
He's obsessed. Yeah, he's going to go over there and spy on them at 10 p.m., I guess, with binoculars. Jill says no. Not a great episode for Tim.
Who is it a good episode for? Yeah. Al, I guess?
But Al's kind of getting off, like, not telling Tim anything because he likes the idea of Tim suspecting they might be sleeping together. So perhaps not a great episode for... Or maybe Al is just trying to be a good guy and not betray her trust. I don't know. Fence. Wilson's boiling...
Sap.
I wrote soup. Soup itself is quite warm, so to boil it would be redundant.
A bit overkill, huh?
Yeah. Wilson's boiling sap for Maple Fest. It's a good smell. Tim likes it. Tim kind of describes the situation, but Wilson already knows everything because Al has confided in Wilson. Basically, everybody knows everything but Tim.
So stupid.
Isn't it betraying Heidi's trust for Al to tell Wilson? I don't know. Wilson's very trustworthy, but still.
I mean, if she told Tim, yes. How about that? Or if he told Tim.
I guess so. We get into cognitive dissonance here, which is you're always talking about this.
All day long. My life just doesn't make sense, I really have a problem.
Yeah, pieces of your life don't make sense. You have to question everything.
Tim goes down quite the rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
He's talking about, like, cars aren't the best thing in the world, or, like, what if, or whatever. Wilson presents it as a growth experience, and Tim does not see it that way.
Nope, and that's how that scene ends. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, back at work, Al is testing some fishing rods. We get all the different things that, you know, men experiences. Is
golf,
that what it was called?
Fishing.
Tennis, all that good stuff. Tim apologizes to Al. He says, your business is your business. Heidi comes on stage. She's feeling great. She saw Scott last night, and they're going to get back together, thanks to Al. So,
but Al's sad.
Al is sad, but way to go, Al, for being a good friend, I guess.
That's true.
She got Al a special gift, and what a gift it is.
What was it? I forgot already, and I watched this like an hour ago.
What do you think it is? Can you guess?
It's like a hammer or something?
It's the Tiki Hut cookbook.
Yeah, what a great gift. Does any gift say you're a loser more than that? Here's a cookbook from the crappy bar you go to.
And I think he says something like, now I can make my own poo-poo or something.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Al brings up the elephant in the room, I guess. I guess
why do you bring this up? So that they can kiss?
I think that he really feels this way, you know? I think Tim put it in his head a little bit from an earlier scene and says, would it be impossible for a girl like you to fall for a guy like me? And she says, you know what, Al? If I weren't married, you're exactly the type of guy I'd be looking for.
Yeah.
Al gets a boost of confidence. And much more than that, this is... so strange to me.
Yeah.
Tim is in the background, kind of. Yeah. And Al's like, well, I wish Tim would have heard that. And she's like, I don't think he needs to hear anything. And, like, really plants one on him.
You know, gentlemen, start your engines, because this is
a
passion.
What exclamation point?
It's a real kiss. This is no peck.
Yeah, this is no peck. If Scott were there, what would he say?
Well, you know, who knows what Scott's doing to even put the family in this position? So I don't think she needs to worry about Scott. It just seemed an odd turn. I don't know.
Man, I feel like when they're doing the commercial for this, they're cutting stuff together. And that's the part that they cut after, like, you see her in a towel.
You are 100% correct that that would have been what they would have done. It's just like when Jill gets kissed by Ian in the last... A lot of illicit kissing lately.
Yeah, last couple episodes, the whole show's getting horny.
Why is everybody so horny? Yeah. Getting horny now. Yeah, weird stuff. All right, well, Fence.
When you're all together for a long time on season after season,
it's like people that stayed in Davison, where we grew up. Some weird matches have gone on since high school. It's like people you never would have thought would be together. It's just because they stayed in Davison, and that's just kind of how things work. Things get weird if you stay around the same place too long. or not too long, but you stay around the same place for a long time, crazy things happen. I can think of some matches, some couples that I would not have predicted 10 years
and
ago.
And if you'd like to know them, go ahead and go to patreon.com/homeandpodcast. Dish all the details.
I can give you some names, but I don't know if we should. So, all right. It's always a weird episode when things end at the fence. This is a bizarre ending.
Yeah.
Tim has learned nothing. He's still obsessed.
Wilson says, get a hobby.
But Wilson says, hey, Tim, I got to go. I got a lady. And like a pretty young woman comes out of Wilson's house wearing like a robe and says something about his copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover. And that's how we end. Wilson's getting it. So this episode ends in sex, not with Tim and Jill, but Wilson and some young co-ed.
Could be a hooker.
sex worker, Jordan. That's hooker is not a term we use anymore. But it could be. It could be either one. Sure. That's Futile Attraction, a.k.a. the Platonic Poo-Poo Platter.
Wow. Adam, you can go first.
Oh, it's not very good.
It's a poo-poo platter of sorts.
This is the ultimate putting in that third disc episode, I think, yeah. As you said.
That is the best way to describe this episode ever.
Yeah, we're putting in that third disc, second to last scene of the Home Improvement, 3/4 of the way through, and we're just not quite sure what to talk about. babe. No, I don't know. Like, highs...
That kiss. Oof.
I mean, that kiss was steamy. Hey, by the end of the show, maybe we'll see everybody kiss somebody like that in kind of a weird way. I wouldn't mind it. Sure, that kiss was a high for Al, and I don't know, Heidi, probably not a high. But there's got to be something I liked in this.
Hold on. Look through the notes.
I am looking through my... Honestly, man, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really like anything here. It's not like one of my least favorite episodes ever, but I'm having trouble thinking of anything that was positive.
Pat Boone joke?
No, that didn't do it for me. The magazine stuff?
You liked the moon, didn't you?
Nope, you did. Lowe's.
What about Nice Shot Miss? You liked that one.
Okay, I did like that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like that. Lowe's. I mean, Tim, what are you... This is a... bad Tim episode. If anybody ever wants to like critique Home Improvement, I hope they don't watch this episode because this would give them a lot of ammo. Tim talks grossly wants to know about Heidi's sex life
with
her husband.
That's the lowest of the lows.
That's
in this
the lowest of the low. He's in like the whole like him obsessing about it and like wanting all this information. He's just like annoying. It's cloying. It's not what I would. Want for this character. He doesn't learn anything at the end. We're still doing the same stuff over and over again. Oh, hi. I like Wilson with that woman at the end. That was sultry. Jill has nothing to do. The kids have nothing to do. The poo-poo platter jokes are not good. I never bought for a second that Al and Heidi were sleeping together. I didn't think the gall stuff was very good. This is a third disc episode, as I said. It is not very good. No one likes this episode. I don't think, except for maybe Richard Karn, the person. He might have liked it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bad episode. I don't really have anything to add. I hope that's okay, because...
Yeah, sure. Hey.
I mean, Tiki Hut stuff. Al in that Hawaiian shirt was pretty good. Looked pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Payne
it's
Stewart.
It's not a good episode. It stinks.
Payne yeah. Stewart was okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
trying to think of other stuff. Yeah, it's just not a good episode. I don't really have anything else to add, but yeah, the by far the worst part is that scene where Tim and Al are reliving Heidi's sex life somehow.
Yeah, I wonder what they thought that... I don't know what they thought they were doing there, but wasn't
they
good.
They weren't thinking. How about that?
How about it? All right. Yeah, moving on.
If you
on.
Have thoughts, you can reach out to us, though. You can go to thehomeandpodcast.com, Facebook and Twitter at Home and Podcast. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/homeandpodcast. Support us for as little as $1 a month. You can also leave a review on iTunes or whatever podcasting app you use to listen to us. We will read that review on the air, and we'd like to get to 50.
Yeah. Any new action on that?
Yeah, no new reviews.
What? So. All right.
Bummer. Some people are slacking, I guess, huh?
Yeah, everybody.
Are you saying that we only have 44 listeners and one of them hates us?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, no.
Yikes. All right. Well, Adam, you got any Twitter news?
Yeah. Twitter. I'll get to the poll in a second. I'm looking here. Danny on Twitter said, LOL, the comment about how many episodes end with Tim and Jill having sex. Since you mentioned it, I've noticed it more, and it's so true. Two crying face emojis. Thanks, Danny. We know.
Too many tears.
Yeah, don't cry. Just cry 96 teardrops. I commented on something. Tim Allen posted a promo of Last Man Standing, and it's like his vlog. And I commented, I said that the website looks like shit, and it really does. I guess I haven't seen enough Last Man Standing, but the design of his website and just all the ads and stuff, it looks really, really bad. I'd like you to look at it at some point.
You're not talking about the Tim Allen website. You're talking about his character. No, that looks bad too.
This is like the outdoorman blog that he does on Last Man Standing. It just like looks really fake and bad. Poll this week. I'm going to go ahead and call it. Got an hour left. Jordan, I didn't tweet this week when the episodes came out. I didn't tweet until today. I just been kind of preoccupied. So I wanted to know. I said I didn't tweet when this week's episode came out. Did you notice? So I want to know, is this even worthwhile?
I like it.
Yeah. 13 total votes. 30% no. 69.2% yes. So I feel validated. You are important. I feel validated.
You are important. I'll tell you what.
That's the right reaction. Yeah.
People would not miss it on Facebook if we didn't post. So.
Yeah, what's that like? What's that like on Facebook?
I mean, it's usually LL Dauber. I got something to say.
Yeah.
She did.
Hey, LL Dauber, you got something to say?
She did last week too. I didn't mention this, but she said we should give Last Man Standing another chance.
Hey, I know she's your mom, but hey, LL Dauber, you're off with that one. Okay, boomer.
She started listening like the guest cast that came on and whatnot. She said Jay Leno at one point. And I said he lost me at Jay Leno. So
he's like a regular. He's been in 14 episodes.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a no for me, Doug. Jordan, we got some questions. We got to rip open the mailbag.
All right.
You've got mail.
Are these real or fake questions?
Mostly real. First one.
Mostly.
First one. Benjamin Pope. Would a girl like Heidi be interested in a guy like Al? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we see this in real life.
Definitely. I mean, hey, as far as I'm concerned, Richard Karn's a 10. Debbie Dunning, also a 10. Two very attractive people. Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't work out. Anything bad?
I mean, it's the definitive statement. It seems likely to me.
At Kig Tweets wants to know, has Jordan ever kissed his boss or what?
That one sounds fake. I know that Kig Tweets does not listen or tweet about the show anymore.
Look at our Twitter. She really did tweet that. I don't know. So, Jordan, have you ever kissed your boss or what?
Has my wife ever been in charge of me?
How about every day?
Well, in a work capacity. I can't say that I have.
Okay, and I can't answer because it's directed specifically to you.
Sounds like you should answer then.
No. And then there's another one I remember from last week. I can't remember who said it, though. But basically the question was like, what would you do if you caught your wife with the granite guy? So we're getting some good questions, really.
Is that the one that you were going to spring on me without telling me ahead of time?
Yeah, but we got it too late last week. It was like, we got it right. Oh, Griffin Holloway, what would you guys do if you found out your granite guy made a move on your wife/girlfriend? I'd say, hey, granite guy. You're out of here.
Yeah, he might not get paid.
You take that granite, you shove it right up your ass. That's what I'd say.
That would hurt so bad.
I know. Punishment. Jordan says, I wouldn't pay him.
Adam would physically assault and go to jail.
Well, you know what? Not paying him, that's sticking it to him in a whole different way, his finances.
I'm going to make him go bankrupt.
That's right, yeah.
I'd write a bad review on Google.
Yeah, I would leave him the worst Yelp review so that he would never be able to work in that area again.
Although maybe
change his business name.
Maybe some upset women who are at home or something would try to hire him, knowing that that might be the case.
I don't think so. Maybe upset women. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. All right. Well, that was the mailbag. for you. Go ahead and close it.
I bet you're wondering what we're going to cover next week on disc 3.
Oh, man. How many episodes do we get left this season?
Is it like 6, maybe?
Well, I hope they're better than this one.
Well, the next one's called Desperately Seeking Willow.
Oh, well, that's bound to be good, right?
Yeah. No, it sounds terrible, actually.
This could be the end of the Willow arc. And what a grand arc it was.
It had everything, highs and lows.
What were the highs?
When the boys really wanted them to like her, or her to like them.
That's true. The highs are her weird sexual chemistry with Tim Allen, which is like definitely there.
I give it a medium.
You give it a medium? Yeah, that means medium is fair. The lows are, I don't know, hey bro, I guess. It was pretty low.
Hey bro. When she was talking about all the feminine stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That they made her do. That was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid. Well, we'll get our fill of Willow next week. Jordan, thank you for joining me. Listeners, thank you for listening. And I guess I should... So close. And I don't know what you're going to do with that. I didn't edit it out, but you can keep it if you want. I guess I should say take care.
Take care, everybody.